Hello, 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 and hello. You quixotically quizzical questers of quirky queries. Welcome to the 18th vignette of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burra. And folks, after that horror show that was the last vignette with my 9th grade geography teacher, Miss Harrington, I'm looking forward to some much-needed respite. Today surely has got to be the day, it's Claude. I mean, how many more people could my producer pull off the street, for heaven's sake? Yes, that's enough of the laughter. Because as it turns out, I'm actually in a rather somber mood today, as a result of that trip down memory lane in the last vignette. And the topic I had in mind is reflecting on the road not taken. Once upon a time, I was a young man, and I had dreams of doing magical things in my life, doing inspiring things, creating beauty, just living to the fullest. Instead, now, as midlife approaches, I know that I have allowed myself to be swept up by the tyranny of the ordinary, shackled by obligation and responsibility. There is a young soul in here that wants to soar, and yet it doesn't. And I'm told Claude is quite the expert at resolving these types of situations. So, let's bring him on.
Madre de Dios, my friend Avi, you come to Old Ernesto with this darkness in your eyes. Listen to me now. I have seen 50 goddamn years on salt water. 50. You think I don't know about roads not taken? When I was young like you were, maybe younger than you are now, I had a woman in Havana, beautiful like sunrise. She wanted Ernesto to open little cafe, make babies, live normal life. You know what I did? I left. I got on f***ing boat and I sailed away because the sea was calling me. Sometimes, when the nights are cold and my bones ache like the devil, I think about her. About the little cafe that never existed, about children who were never born. But Avi, my friend, listen to me now. We cannot live two lives. It's impossible. The beauty is not in what could have been. The beauty is making this life, the one you choose, worth living. You talk about creating beauty. Beauty is everywhere. You think beauty is only in grand things? No. Beauty is in how you drink your coffee in morning, in how you talk to strangers, in small kindness. You are not dead yet, amigo. The sea is still there waiting for you. Not too late to make small changes. Not too late to find joy. What is this road not taken anyway? The road is still there. Maybe you cannot walk whole thing, but you can walk part. Tell old Ernesto what beauty you wanted to make. Tell me. Maybe it's not too late, eh?
Wow. Ernesto, very nice to meet you. You've made some really good points. So why don't we start here? I want to make art. I want to make performance art. I want to create beautiful things. Not paint. I want to write. I want to make plays. You understand, Ernesto? And I can't.
Listen to me, Cabron. You want to make art? Make it. You think I asked permission from the goddamn ocean before I sailed it? The sea doesn't give a f*** if you're ready. She throws the storm at you anyway. You say you can't make art, mierda. That's like saying you can't breathe. Everyone can make something. It might be terrible. Christ, my first boat was a disaster that nearly killed me off the coast of Valparaiso. But you make it anyway. Writing is just putting one word after another, like steps on a journey. Some days those steps take you through beautiful places. Other days, you're knee-deep in shit. But you keep walking. I knew a writer once in Havana. He would drink until his liver screamed, then punch the typewriter like it owed him money. Beautiful stories. Terrible man. But he never said he couldn't write. He just did it, even when it was garbage. What's stopping you, Avi? You afraid it won't be perfect? Nothing is perfect. Not the sea, not love, not art. Perfect is for people too scared to live.
Ernesto, I'm not scared of writing. I'm not scared of creating. I just don't have the time. I told you already. I feel like I'm shackled by obligation and responsibility. Where do I find the time to do the things that I love?
Avi, my friend. Time. Everybody's crying about not having enough of the bastard. You think I had time when I was working 3-week stretches on that Venezuelan cargo ship? Madre de Dios. Listen to me good. You don't find time, cabron. You steal it. You think the sea waits for a convenient moment to rise up and try to kill you? No, it takes what it wants. I remember when I was about your age, maybe younger. Who the fuck knows anymore? I was working 16 hours, raising 2 sons with my second wife, Maria, in Cartagena. And still I wrote in my little notebook. 10 minutes here while the crew slept. 20 minutes there while waiting for the Port Authority pinholes. These obligations and responsibilities, they are real, see, but they are also, how you say, the excuses we build like little walls around ourselves. You know what taught me about time, Avi? Almost drowning off the coast of Nicaragua in 89. When you think you have no more seconds left to breathe, that is when you understand what time is worth. Start small, Kono. 5 minutes. 5 fucking minutes every day, that's all. Not 1 hour. Not when I have time. Take the 5 minutes like you take a shot of rum. The rest will follow. What you love should not be what's left over after obligations. It should be what makes the obligations worth bearing.
Ernesto, that is incredibly profound. And you're absolutely right. I can make time, maybe not a lot of it, but a little bit. Perhaps I haven't learned how to value time correctly. Maybe that is what's ailing me. I've taken time for granted. Well, I do appreciate you stopping by and sharing your wisdom here. Thank you, Ernesto.